And now, a special segment with Aaron the Intern.
And so, obviously, we thought it was just going to be a band tour, which was going to be awesome. But then Ethan got suspicious of Phil, and Ethan can get so paranoid sometimes. And I like to try to think the best of people, so I didn't believe him. We were in this hotel in New Orleans, and I went downstairs to the snack machine, and these two guys just grabbed me, put a sack over my head, and threw me in a car. When I was in there, I had some time to think back. It all started making sense. Phil and Bernie were always talking to each other for long periods of time, or off somewhere where none of us knew where they were. I should have suspected they were planning something. Who knows, maybe they kidnapped all three of us. Anyway, that's the last thing I remember before I woke up in the guy's trunk and realized I needed to escape.
Wait, you woke up in somebody's trunk?
Yeah, that's actually why I was in the hospital. I fell out. You were the one that saved me. I thought you already knew this.
Wow, dude. This is heavy stuff. So, you think maybe that guy at the gas station is working with your friends too?
I don't know what they're doing or why that guy's following us. I just know we need to watch our backs, man.
Wait, that's it.
What's it?
The guy at the gas station. I know where I remember him from. Just before I found you on the road, there was this guy in a big hurry behind me. He kept trying to pass me. That's why I remember his face. He was really crazy, driving, swerving, and everything. Then he finally passed me and nearly pushed me off the road. A few minutes later, I found you.
So that's the guy that kidnapped me?
I would think so.
But he must not know how close he got.
Why's that?
Because he didn't recognize you. He must not know we're friends.
Ah, nice deduction. So, why hasn't Ethan tried to call you yet?
Huh?
Your friend, Ethan. I mean, if you just disappeared like that, wouldn't you guess he's probably wondering where you are?
Oh, I don't have a cell phone.
I mean, I'm no techno genius, but like, can't you call him on like a public phone or something? Or signal him with like a smoke signal?
I already tried, but Phil and Bernie stole his phone.
Maybe you could hook up, you know, styrofoam cup walkie-talkies.
The only way he could contact me is if he called me with a payphone or somebody else's phone, but as I said, I don't have a cell phone. That's why I'm trying to get home.
Well, would he try to call anybody else that you know? Maybe your home phone? Your mom's cell phone? E.T. phone home, you know?
Oh, my mom! She's probably worried sick about me. Excuse me, yeah, is there a phone I could use here?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, you're not allowed to use the dynaphone. But there is a payphone just next door.
Oh, thanks. First 30 seconds is free. Great. Guess that'll have to do. Hey, Mom? Yeah, it's Aaron. Yeah, it's me, Mom. I know I didn't Skype you last night. I'm sorry, but... I'm sorry, Mom. I don't have time to explain. I just need you to know that I'm all right. And please, 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 if Ethan calls, take a message or tell him I'm all right, and then write down whatever he says. Yeah, everything. Mom, I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. I'll be home by the end of the... great.
Dude, did you get a hold of her?
Kind of. You got a quarter?
Oh, sorry, man. I don't carry quarters. Bad experience with a gumball machine.
Oh.
What are you gonna do?
I guess the best thing I can do for Ethan right now is just get home.